On the issue of human interaction, the point you raised about online shopping and e-commerce sites was particularly interesting.
Yeah.
These can feel impersonal and automated, I guess, because they are.
They are.
But could you suggest strategies to make online customers feel more significant?
Yep, there are a number of strategies to do it. Some of them more obvious than others. Some of them are more obvious to the user than others. One of them, for example, is it recognises you when you come back, so you don't have to keep logging in, and it calls you by name. So more and more sites are doing this. You know, so when you signed up to the site for the first time to make purchases, it'll even take a photograph, or let you upload a photograph, so you can. So it feels like a social media page. So it is yours.
Okay.
Another obvious one they do more and more now is to have a dashboard for you, so that the products on it are the sorts of products you buy, and the page is customised to you. I mean, you can go beyond it to buy other things, but the page is somewhat customised.
So that level of personalisation.
Personalisation of the site, so it's a bit like it. The other one, which is less obvious, which the big operators do, like the Amazons in this world, is the products you see are based on your search behaviour and on their site and beyond. So they understand the customer well enough to tailor the products you get up front. So you feel like
feel like someone knows you.
It's like, well, you feel like this is relevant to me. You know, this is all relevant to me. Another thing I think you can do, which we've done with one of our sites, is to target a market and say, well, you know, we're after people over 50, therefore the type needs to be a little bit larger, because, you know, those that have eyesight, you know, perhaps the length of the copy needs to be a little bit shorter, and these kind of things, which makes them feel comfortable.
So they're more subtle.
Very subtle.
Nuances things, rather than more sort of overt strategies. But that could have a lot of impact on people visiting a site, couldn't it?
Have a huge impact. I feel comfortable there. You know, the big issue, the biggest issue with online shopping is trust. Do I trust these people? I mean, I know numerous sites that I've been to where I've seen good product and I don't trust the site. You know, we know from research that Alibaba is much bigger than Amazon as a player in the world, but not in the Western world, because Westerners just don't trust Alibaba's sites. They're just confused, and whereas Amazon's presented in a way. And I spoke to somebody from China the other day, a Chinese person as it happens, and they were telling me why Asians tend to, or Chinese at least, tend to trust the kind of approach that Alibaba's taking. So there's cultural differences they've taken into account. That a messy page, which is what is quite acceptable to the Chinese. In fact, it's engaging for them. Whereas a clearer page is more accepting more acceptable to Westerners. So these kind of things have an effect. But there's also things like sending somebody an email afterwards and saying thanks for your purchase. Here are some tips on how to, you know, maintain it or whatever else. Here's some other products you might be interested in purchasing down the track, you know, sending them a newsletter or something, but not with selling them shit, but with useful, interesting information, which is tailored to the kind of purchases they've been making.
To keep them engaged.
To keep them engaged, and, you know, and you're saying you're important. And because the tips are tailored to the sorts of purchases they've been making, which is all easy enough to do, given tracking technology, they see the newsletter as being relevant.
Right.
To them, and it's saying you're important. You're important to us.